Very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from The Voice of America on Friday, April 28th, 2017. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kips Dube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about the Zimbabwe International Trade Fair, or ZITF.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-6065 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voindebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about the Zimbabwe International Trade Fair, or ZITF.
Namibian President Heji Geingob officially opened the 58th edition of the ZITF, currently underway in the city of Bulawayo. The Namibian leader praised President Robert Mugabe for spearheading the adoption of the industrial trade policy during his tenure as SATIC chairman.
The ZITF is one of the largest intra-regional trade fairs in Africa. It's an annual exhibition which offers exposure to both trade and public visitors. The multi-sectoral multinational expo provides a convenient trade hub for the region. This year's trade fair is running under the theme Harnessing Linkages for Industrial Development. There are more than 370 exhibitors. Participating countries include Botswana, Ethiopia, China, Indonesia, Iran, Japan, Kenya, Germany, Malawi, Mozambique, Namibia, and South Africa. But is the trade fair still relevant today? We'll be answering that question and more tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk.
If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. And please note that we're live streaming on three Facebook pages. That is VOA Studio 7, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Shona. I'll repeat that again. VOA Studio 7, VOA Ndebele, VOA Shona. So follow us there. You can even send us your numbers or just leave messages so that we can call you back. Yeah, so we're looking for it.
I think Gibbs, we have our first guest. That is my good friend, Dr. Gift Mugano, University of Zimbabwe Economics lecturer. And Dr. Mugano actually went to the trade fair sometime this week. Of course, he's qualified to comment.
Yes.
Dr. Mugano, good evening.
Good evening, how are you?
We are doing great. Thanks for joining us.
You're most welcome. Good evening, Zimbabwe.
Thank you. Gibbs, you can fire away.
Yeah, so tell us, what did you see at the trade fair, and do you think that the trade fair is still relevant in terms of business and all those things?
The trade fair is relevant as it should be because it is a platform for market linkages, exchange of ideas, platform for signing of deals for investments. Worldwide, trade fairs are used to bring different companies together and identify areas of cooperation and going joint ventures. But in Zimbabwe, you might recall that for many years before the economic meltdown, many deals were announced at the end of the trade fair. But since the turn of the new millennium, when the economy began to take a downturn, we didn't see any significant deals being signed, even up to today. So it's now kind of a dressing room where one goes into a wardrobe and gets some lipstick and put it on a flog to make it beautiful. So it's no longer making value for the real, genuine objective of the trade fair. Rather, it has become a platform for exporters who are exporting to Zimbabwe, who are looking for an opportunity to tap into the dollar which Zimbabwe is holding, which is a hard currency. And the Zimbabweans, unfortunately, are not seeing that. We are going into the market where we present ourselves and showcase what can be brought into Zimbabwe without necessarily creating a platform for us to say, what can we take out of the country and what can also whom can also work with to produce locally. And you also see that the nature of investments which are coming to Zimbabwe, particularly if you look at the retail sector, it's mostly exploitative. You see shops from South Africa coming to Zimbabwe to create more market for South Africans. And you cannot blame the South Africans. As they say, you can't blame the wind for drying your lips if you don't lick them. So this is it. It is not giving us value, really. But of course, it's better than just sitting. But I think we could have done better.
And there is a problem that the Namibian president talked about today, that, you know, it's difficult for Africa to compete because it appears what most African countries are engaged in is agriculture. Just the raw materials, they are not processing them. There's no beneficiation. And he was saying that that has presented problems for Africa because the goods are basically the same. The continent itself cannot effectively compete with developed nations because of that. What is the way forward?
Way forward is that Africa has to come out of its shells. First and foremost, we don't even understand what is our competitive advantage. We just find ourselves into trade, which was defined by the former colonial masters. You might take note that when the colonial masters came to colonize Africa in general, they were looking for raw materials. And that was okay because they were serving their own economies. And when we took over independence, we never reflected on what we need to do. So we continued on the path of supplying raw materials to Europe, which was never supposed to, which was not going to help us in any way. And if you look at even the overall sectors of the economies, whether it's mining, it's across, it is the same. And now we go into free trade agreements as member states, SADC, in COMESA, you name it. We don't trade amongst ourselves. If you look at the numbers of what is called the intra-regional trade within the region, it's very low. I will give you an example in COMESA, the common market for Eastern and Southern Africa. The gross domestic product is about $350 billion. But the intra-regional trade within COMESA, what we trade amongst ourselves as the common market for Eastern and Southern Africa, is $15 billion. The rest, we are trading with the foreigners outside COMESA from Europe, from America. And it's because we have weak markets. We don't have the complementarity of products. Zambia is into tobacco. Zimbabwe is into tobacco. We sell it as it is into Europe as raw materials. The Chinese are here in Zimbabwe. They are buying tobacco, semi-processed, meaning it's processed into China. We have never made an effort, for example, through the trade fair, to identify Chinese to say, okay, you are the biggest consumer of tobacco in the world and you are the biggest producer of tobacco in the world. And Africa is the future. It has got a young population with 1 billion people, with $1 trillion gross domestic product, which represents income. Then we had that opportunity now to invest China, to invest into Zimbabwe, into value addition. Because value addition is a serious investment. We talk about value addition. It is not a song. You need to set up new factories. It requires money. China has got $4 trillion reserves. We were supposed to call on them and say, guys, come and invest in Zimbabwe. We have a highly skilled labor force, hardworking, resilient people who can work in this country and can provide the market. And Zimbabwe, by geography, we are very fortunate. We are at the center of SADC. And when we can find ourselves across all the corridors, exporting into the region and even beyond. So it is that kind of a mindset of shifting from just taking in the colonial road, and we are driving it without knowing where are we going and what is it taking us to.
Thank you so much. Of course, this is why, for example, Côte d'Ivoire was called Ivory Coast, you know, during the colonial era, you know, countries were actually named after the raw materials they produced. Mm-hmm. Ghana was the Gold Coast. Mm-hmm. So, Dr. Abgado is saying that, sadly, is continuing. Mm-hmm. And even if you look at the roads, everything was geared towards exporting raw materials. You know, mm-hmm. most of the roads go to the port to export raw materials to Europe. We are being joined by our second guest. That is Mr. Bulisani Ncube, a Bulawayo-based businessman. Mr. Ncube, good evening.
Good evening to you. Good evening to your listeners.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. And Mr. Ncube, just tell us briefly, how is business in Bulawayo? There must be a boom, right, because of this trade fair?
To a certain extent, yes. Because what you are basically saying is that those who are in the service sector, who provide both food, accommodation, and all the like, have had to enjoy probably the last 7 days of 100% booking. Mm-hmm. And ordinarily, during this time of the year, they also have an opportunity of charging premium rates for their accommodation and everything else. That's good enough. And there has also been this, because of the numbers of people who are there, there has been also spillovers in terms of buying other commodities. Yes, to that extent, it has been good. And I know quite a number of hoteliers and lodge owners who normally say they make their money in April, and that is the money which will cushion them throughout the year for their operations. Otherwise, during the year, they don't make much. So that's basically what has happened. And that's exactly what probably is. Unfortunately, tomorrow is the last day and everything goes. One wishes that trade could last more than that, 2 or so weeks, that would have done better.
Interesting. Gives you
nxa
umuntu eqathanisa lokuma komnotho, hayi, bebebuyile amakhampani, mina ngingacabangeli ukuthi amakhampani azabe ekhona ngendlela akade ekhona. Nginanzelele njalo lokuthi, hayi, bebekhona abavela kwamanye amazwe, abavela eBotswana bebekhona, abavela eSouth Africa bebekhona, abeNamibia, abeChina, abe Iran, la wonke nje amakhampani amakhulu ajayelekileyo akobulawayo, njalo bekukhona nje konke ongabe kumele kubukiswa. Amakhampani bebebuyile bezebukisa, bezama labo ukuthi bathathe amathuba anikezwa yilo mbukiso. Bengingacabangeli iqiniso lihle, bengingacabangeli ukuthi ngesimo somnotho kungaba labantu abaningi, bekungaba labantu abaningi kangakanani ababuyile, amakhampani amaningi kangakanani ababuyile ukuthi azebukisa. Ngaleso sizathu, hayi, umbukiso obumuhle sibili nxa sikukhangela nxa ukuqathanisa lokuma komnotho, okutshengisa sibili ngokupheleleyo ukuthi hayi, nanxa kunzima kunjalo, lisisekhona ithemba kubanini bamakhampani ukuthi hayi, kumele badinge baqhubeke bezama imizamo yokuthi bathuthuke.
Siyabonga kakhulu, bambe khonapho ungayikhatshana bakho.
Uzananzelela futhi ukuthi phezu kwakhonokho kube le-business conference ebe-adreswa ngama-government officials. Ngemva kwalokho izolo kwaba lama-equipment suppliers, i-conference ekade ikhangele ama-equipment suppliers. Leyo-ke ibekhangelelwe ukuthi ngenxa yokuma kwamakampani, amakampani imitshina ayisebenzisayo isimdala, so kulesidingeko sokuthi kudingwe imitshina yalamhlanje ezakwenza ukuthi ukwenziwa kwezinto kube yilokho kungaphansi ngentengo, njalo okulula, okunjalo kuzazenza izinto zakhona zibukeke zanelise ukuthi zithengiswe kwamanye amazwe. So ke kule conference njalo ekade khona abayibiza ngokuthi ngiyama original supplier, equipment supplier. Konke lokho kimi kuyatshengisa ukuthi ebunzimeni obukhona lapha kodwa isikhona inhlansana yethemba ukuthi hayi, ezomnokotho nxa kungenziwa izinto ezimbili ezintathu ezingenziwa kuhle ziqondiswe, hayi, ilizwe lingaphumelela.
Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke mnumzana Ncube ubambe khona pho ngayinkashana ba.
For those of you who are just joining us, good evening, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the 58th edition of the Zimbabwe International Trade Fair. Our guest this evening, we have Dr. Gifty Mogano, an economics lecturer at the University of Zimbabwe, and also Mr. Bolisani Ncube, a Bulawayo-based businessman. Regaiti mbozo kwa muri Dr. Mogano, paneja maona ku trade fair tichitarisa zviri kuratidzirwa nenyika yeZimbabwe mungati pane zvakufadzaiwo here nhare yavo inenge isina kumira zvakanaka tichaedza kuti tidzokere kuna Dr. Mogano and of course please feel free to call us so that we can talk about the Zimbabwe International Trade Fair and our number is 001-202-619-2077 the number once again 001-202-619-2077 and we are talking about the Zimbabwe International Trade Fair. Maybe let's go back to Mr. Ncube. Now, Mr. Ncube, Dr. Mogano had earlier on raised concern with some of the things that Zimbabwe is exhibiting. Not only Zimbabwe, I think there's also generally the problem that the Namibian president was talking about, that there is no beneficiation of the goods that are produced in Zimbabwe to at least increase their value. And he says it now appears that Zimbabwe is like a supermarket for South Africa. What is your take on that?
I tend to agree with that kind of reasoning. First and foremost, you will then find that most of our goods, despite, look, notwithstanding the SIU 64 issue, you will probably realize that most of the goods which you are consuming are from South Africa, which to a certain extent in the SIS, you will find that these were locally produced. So I tend to agree with him in a number of issues to say we have no choice but to do beneficiation. I remember in the good old days when I was still working for the Zimbabwe National Chamber of Commerce, I think it should be.
Unfortunately, we got cut off. The phones are a bit problematic, but of course, we'll keep on trying to reach our guests and also our callers. Please just try to call the number once again, 001-202-619-2077. The phones are problematic today, but keep hope alive. Regeti, ndi kuna mkoma Donald, mterere ndi kutanga. Makadi mkoma Donald.
Ndipo mkoma blessing, makasimba heni.
Aiwa isu tirinani mkoma Donald, pari sepa John up.
Pari nani cha iso, chando jete.
Nasi tukutu araninye ku trade fair uko mkoma Donald, wamwaru kuti zvinhu hazvina kumira zvakanaka nekuti Zimbabwe yaramba ichingoti inongorima yotengesa zvinhu zvakaita sana fodya pasina kugadzira midzanga. Yotengesa goridhe rakadaro pasina kukwenenzvera. Munoonawo sei dambudziko iri?
Ndo dambudziko guru rinotinetsa rinoti tizouya kuno mukoma iroro. Beneficiation iyo yakanaka chaizvo. Asi kuti zvinonetsa ndechekuti hurumende yedu inongosimbisa imwe mitemo isina chainobhenefita vanhu. Vachisimbira izvozvo zvingade zviri nani vachigona kuzozvikwanisa kuzosponza mari yekuti zvikwanise kuinda mberi izvozvo nekuti ndiripa example yekuti chrome iri kucherwa pane kambani yekuno South Africa inonzi African Chrome Fields iri kuchera kwekwese ndokwandaiva ndichibva kuno pandichozaya kuno kumazhima zvapera pari kutakugwa matani namatani echrome ngoma magonyeti anogona kusvika kuma 90 anobuda padei achiuya kuno South Africa. Kome yakango inongochegwa yotongopurifywa yotongouya yakadaro. Hai, tei vaigona kuziva vakanzi ngava vake smelting plant ikoko kuZimbabwe. Iri kungovakwa slow kufamba kwekamba chako chacho. Haizi kuda kupera. Vana veZimbabwe ndogona kuwana nabasa kumusha. Yotaka muchizoona kuno South Africa kwava kudevelopa road dzakunyadza kuvakwa ikome yakuto kuno Rustenburg pane plant yacho inogadzira inoprocessa inonzi iri kuRustenburg kuzina zviyo. Kwa kuna imbulu ya wana, haka wanda, batikomu ya ya bagu Zimbabwe, hali murugona. Saka ndo patifane problem nenyika yedu kuti tinongotamba ti display yana kuri mana forja zvichibuda hatina isu pachedu hatikwanisi ku manufacture zvinezvimba. Ndozvinonoita pamutemo yedu yenyika yedu inongosimbirira zana 51% zvina kana ngavabvise zvinhu zviya zvichitibetseri ziya. Makambanies mainvestors ouya munyika mukoma towanawo mabasa ku haikona kuti akutochembera tinomboshandawo munyika medu akomana haiwa ngavabvise mutemo haina kana nebasa rese zvezvi mainvestors ngauya akawanda oinvesta munyika towana mabasa.
Aiwa tinotenda
zvikuru. Madhamu madhamu zvaakavakwa kare nemukoma Blessing vana Galiva vaira kamadhamu marodzi akavakwa aivakwa pane sidhoni bezende rika kuti zvaingovakwa kambani inongoona yega kuti zvatinikooparita munzvimbo thesneed kuti tigadzirise infrastructure yemunzvimbo imomo.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Donald.
Ndotenda mukoma Blessing.
Tinotenda zvikuru. One of our number one fan, that's Mr. Yes. Donald there. Regaiti, I think Dr. Mgano aninga adzoka. Dr. Mgano? Dr. Mgano muripo here parunare? Nare achilingira kuti netsei. Gibbs.
Yes, yego kubaba ubulisa ncube. Baba ncube yangizwa kuhle.
Iye ngiyakuzwa.
Ah, ubonike baba ncube, lamtse ukuzwa sibili okuzwa sibili. So xa sikhangela ke nge trade fair, let's say lamhlanje umongameli weNamibia kade seZimbabwe lapha afika kakhuluma khona ukuthi-ke ubudlelwano beNamibia leZimbabwe phezulu sibili kodwa nxa sokukhangelwa as a trade ungazani 24 million kuphela pho ke nxa bengabiza umongameli onje ukuthi azevula i-trade fair ngesikhathi kukhanya ukuthi ubudlelwano beNamibia lobeZimbabwe bungalaboniki kangako ilizwe leZimbabwe pho bakwezeleni khona.
Gimi ngingatokukala bekuyindlela yokuzama ukuthi ubudlelwano lobu buqhubekele phambili ngoba ngiyananzelela izolo lanxa ngingasakulandelelanga kuhle emanyuziphepheni ukuthi kube lokukhulumisana phakathi kwamazwe omabili eHarare kwasayinelwana phansi izivumelwana ezithize ezilokwenza lokuthengiselana okutsho ukuthi umnxusa bekuyindlela yokuthi hayi ndoda singomakhelwane buya sizoncedisana buya izovula umbukiso lowo uvula umbukiso lowo sihle sikhulumisane ngokuthi sithengiselane kimi-ke angiboni lutho olurong ngibuye nginanzelele lokuthi hhayi angithi sesavela sakwenza kwaba ngani ngumkhuba oyindlela vele into eyenziwa ngayo ukuthi lo mbukiso uvulwa ngumongameli ovela kwamanye amazwe labo mongameli abangomakhelwane nokuzananzela ukuthi hhayi bonke sebeke babuya bazovula lo mutsha umongameli weNamibia obengakazabuya zevula so I think lakho kube yindlela yokuthi hayi singabangani sibe sonke empini silwela inkululeko njalo silobudlelwano obuhle vuya ndoda kubevula kodwa sihle sikhulumisane njengoba kusayinelweni izivumelwano ezithize izolo.
Hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu-ke so all what he's saying is that it was basically necessary to have Mr. Gengob in Zimbabwe. So he says it's a question of maybe opening up new opportunities. Right now, the trade relations between Zimbabwe and Namibia are quite good, but you know the amount of money that is crossing the borders is only about 24 million, which is not much. You know when you look at big economies like South Africa. So at the end of the day, he says, well, it's okay that the Namibian president was invited. So at the end of the day, he says even during the war, you know, SWAPO and you know. Zapu and Zandla, Zanu, they were actually having these kind of interactions.
Now, Mr. Ncube, what is your take on what one of our callers there said, Donald? He said that, you know, some of the policies that Zimbabwe is pursuing are not good for business. He cited the 51% policy is not being progressive at all. Do you agree with his take on the policies?
I agree 100% with him. If you have a country which has got serious crisis like our country, you really need foreign direct investment to come in. One, I was saying to Gibbs earlier on, There was a conference yesterday which was organized by the Confederation of the Industries with original equipment manufacturers. That particular conference had taken into account that most of the equipment which is used by our industry is old, and in most countries, I don't think it's found anywhere except in museums. It's not found in any other industry there. So if you then have policies which encourage industries, one of the effects of foreign direct investment is that it brings in technology to the country. So that's one fast way of bringing in technology. We need technology to be able to process our minerals. Mm-hmm. So how do you then have put restrictions to somebody who has got money from outside to bring in and say you then have to have a lower percentage than a poor mover in Bulawayo? That doesn't work. Zimbabwe needs at the moment new foreign direct investment, which will bring in new technology, new equipment, and new ways of thinking. It is fact that the advantage of foreign direct investment is that it creates access for markets, for foreign markets for Zimbabwean companies. Because a foreign investor has got various markets where he is already used to. And that means the products which will be produced by this particular company in Zimbabwe will be sold. So our policies are, illegal hunting is just a bad policy. A lot more others are bad. Even the way we do things, the way the rulers are doing things, the way it's all discouraging investors. And that's where the challenge is.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Regatende kune mumwe muteereri. Mukoma Love Mo, makadi?
Ndopara makadi kwonwasi.
Aiwa, tiri nani zvedu. Tipewo pfungwa dzenyu. Nhasi tiri kutaura nenyaya yeZITF, nyaya dzekutengeserana tengeserana. Muri kuonawo Zimbabwe ichikwanisa here kuti ikwikwidzane nevamwe?
Zimbabwe inokwanisa kana ichine yachidzaku.
Mukoma Love Mo, mune muri kure nefoni nda.
Ifoni yacho inoita izvezvizvi but ndazvakunzikwa.
Taura henyu.
Ine yakwanisa kuti kunzwisisana nezvinoda vatongero magariro akanaka evamwe vanhu zvinoita kuti vanhu tivane upenyu hwakanaka.
Asi maindastry achirimo here munyika omu kana kuti zvinhu hazvina kumira mushe?
Vanhu vari kustruggle, even me, I'm struggling. I am past almost 7 subjects for form 4, 8 levels, 9 subjects, but get away. Awa, vati kuwaza kuchisina industry, vanhu kutambura zvinga betseri.
Saka muri kuti dei vagadzirisa mitemo yezvinhu zvafamba vanhu vaona mabasa?
Yes, tawana mabasa. Ivo vari kuti varungu havavadi. Kose nemhaka yetikera dzimwe nyika kune varungu. Iye zvino Mozambique ine varungu, tiri kutizira Mozambique. South Africa ine varungu, tiri kutizira South Africa. Now I'm talking, I'm saying here at South Africa, but I'm struggling.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Love Mo. Unfortunately, the phone was not that good, but essentially, I think you heard what he said, that Zimbabwe is not doing particularly well, and he says this is why he's in South Africa. He's the second caller calling us from South Africa, of course, saying that, because of the struggles economically that Zimbabwe is having there to they were forced to cross the border into South Africa to find work again.
Yes, labantu laba abaloko betumeza ke imlazelo yenu siyabonga kakhulu ke imlazelo leyo. Nomakabo writes, I think, is in reaction of the importance of the ZITF. She says we are in a global village and is arguably more relevant than it was decades ago to have this kind of a show. If done properly, it could bring great success for Zimbabwe. Then we've got Rapson Ndlovu who writes, but how can we talk about beneficiation when as a country we fail to manage raw material producing companies like ZESCO and Shapani Mine? That's a very critical issue there.
Of course, for those of you who are just joining us, good evening, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And we are talking about the Zimbabwe International Trade Fair currently underway in Bulawayo. It concludes tomorrow, right?
Yes.
Yes. Regatende kuna mkoma Edward. Edward. Count Edward. Edward. Magadi mkoma Edward.
Yes, no fara. Mkoma Edward.
Mkoma Edward. Aiwa, tinotenda shukuru. Mkoma Edward, munoona senyaya yeZimbabwe International Trade Fair yekuti Zimbabwe iri kuedza kuti inge ichitengeserana nevamwe.
Ini mabatira ndinoita ndekuti ndirikuona kuti muZimbabwe zati nevanhu vakafunda chaizvo vanokwanisa kubatsira Zimbabwe kuti ibude mukati mematambudziko, including ivo vari mugovernment macho. Tikada kutarisa munguva yapfuura iyo, for the past 10 years or 15 years, nyika yakanga ine maindastry akawanda zvekuti taikwanisa tese kuakomodhetwa nekukura kwaanenge aita. Saka mukutengeserana kwatinenge tichiita kune dzimwe nyika taifanira kunge tatodhevheropa to such an extent yekuti tetaakutozivawo kugadzira chinhu chacho chatiri kubudisa kuendesa kune imwe nyika kuti ari maraw materials acho kuti anogadzirwa zvinozodzoka zvaakudhura. Saka taitofanira kunge tatiwo pane imwe level iri nayo yekuti maZimbabweans the are well educated, they are now producing their product vachitotengeserwa kuna nani, kuna Europe ani mukuzviona. Saka ndikutaura, for example, I've been working for RTP, Record and Tape Promotion. Ndofunga nemamwe mapresenter ari ikokoko. You could see the way we were developing kuti kune Record and Tape, ZMC, kune Grammar, handi mukuzviona. Saka zvese izvezvo vashandi vese vakapera kubuda imomo vachishuya kuno kuSouth Africa. Zvinova izvo zviri kutadza kuti kunze kwokutisimukire tiri kutodzikira. Saka pane mumwe ambotaura nenyaya yenhingi, ambotaura nenyaya yekuti maindastry azema 51% izvi zviri kutiuraya, because zviri kuedza kuti vamwe vemabhizinesi vanga vari muZimbabwe vatizire kuna naZambia, vatizire kuna naMozambique. Wezi ndokwataa kutanga kuti kutizira isu vanhu vacho takafunda, ani mukuona. Saka zvazvichida kuti vakuru vedu tizwisisane, tisashorane, asione tibatisane patiri kudi, patiri kudona. Because tikada kutarisa kuti president vati tisingakwanise kubatsirana pachezvedu, handione tichisimukira mukati menyika yedu. Munyika medu mune vanhu vakafunda, ende tinototarisira kuti vanhu vakafunda ivavo vaite zvinotoenda mberi, zvokuti Zimbabwe was a breadbasket of Africa. Chii chakaita kuti ichiibe izvozvo? It's because nekuti my investors they are running away in our country. Let's play a role in our country so that everyone who is outside of Zimbabwe may see everything which is going on.
Asi ndoda kukorekta ipapo mukoma, Edward, Zimbabwe yanga iri breadbasket of the SADC region.
Alright,
not all Africa, right. Yeah, asi ndinonzwa vanhu vakawanda vachidaro kuti yanga iri breadbasket of Africa, iregion chete yekusadak. Saka imi muchiri kuita here zvemumhanzi, mukoma Edward?
Kumhanzi uku ndakamboningirira, ndakanga ndiriko, zvino takabuda manje taakushanda kumwe.
Ko sei sei musingaite pasaidhi izvo zvekutsikisa mumhanzi izvi?
Tinenge tichida kuita but machine yacho ukada kutarisa izvizvi vana, for example, vana Bhotwe Nyamondera, anomuona vanhu vekuti aiva munhu aiva neunyanzi wekuti dai akatangawo studio yekuti yake izvi zvanodaitwa nemaemployees akawanda, anomuzoona. Saka zvinodonedza makambani mamwe nekuda kwevanhu vanenge vachibuda vachienda kumagirina pasi vasingashandire munyika mavo, anomuzoona. Saka vanhu ivava vanhu vatema ivo vari muZimbabwe vakakwanisa kusapotwa, handiti iyo vetrade fair vacho vanenge vachiuya kuno kuzoshambadza vanowanikwa vachitoeven kutoba sezvavanoita even mafootballers, kuona kuti kune vanhu vanotova neunyanzvi vari muZimbabwe vanokwanisa kudi, vanokwanisa kutamba bhora vachienda kune dzimwe nyika, hani mukuzviona. Saka izvozvo zvikaitwa futi mukati meZimbabwe munokwanisa kubuda vanhu vakanaka. We didn't know a lot of things, but we can even see kuti even uri kuno muSouth Africa you can do all things which you are doing here in South Africa, you can do it in Zimbabwe.
Aiwa, tinotenda.
Chinhu chandiri kufara ndechekuti ngatisapomerane mhosva, ngatiedze kuti tisolve problem iripo, toisolva sei? Because iwo wakaitira usinye mwana wamai wako uchiti abudirira, regedza ndimudonhedze down, kana kuti ndiye akada kuita chairman. Saka isi tatomuradza kuti tomudonhedza, hazvishandi kuvanhu vatema. Let's try to build each other. Angava ani president kana angave tsvangirai Africa neumwe chete, you fall down as well.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Edward.
Alright, maita basa ba.
Tinotenda zvikuru. That's Edward there. He says he worked for RRTP. You remember it was involved in music production. But he's saying that, you know, he's no longer doing that because the music industry basically collapsed in Zimbabwe. So he was forced to go to South Africa. Of course, I asked him, are you still pursuing this? And he said, no. You know, why? He does not have the equipment. You know, these are some of the professionals, unfortunately, that Zimbabwe has lost because of the economic problems.
Yeah, let's get back to Mr. Wilson. I don't know whether Mr. Gift Mkano is there or not. So we're not quite sure whether he's there. So, okay, let me go back to Mr. Wilson. Mr. Ngube, are you on the line?
Yes.
Now, looking at... looking at this annual... trade fairs, Mr. Ngube. Do you think that maybe they are likely to expand or shrink within the next few years? Or maybe next year's trade fair will be worse than what you are experiencing right now? Can you give us your response there and justify it?
I think we lost him there.
We lost him there. So, yeah, we're having serious challenges in terms of phones. So I don't know whether we've got the...
But of course, for our callers, please, the phones are a problem, but just keep trying, and the number is 001-202-619-2077. And we are talking about the Zimbabwe International Trade Fair, the 58th edition. And of course, it was officially opened today by the Namibian president. Of course, there are contrasting views. Some people are saying the trade fair is still relevant. Others are saying because Zimbabwe is not doing well economically, it is now just, you know, one of those showcases that actually do not benefit the country because the country is not developing industrially. Of course, if you ask government officials, they might tell you that it's because of the issue of sanctions that were imposed on Harare, allegedly for human rights abuses. But critics of the government will say, you know, these sanctions are not as comprehensive as the ones that were imposed on Ian Douglas Smith in 1965 after declaring UDI. They are saying that Zimbabwe could actually be benefiting from the sanctions via import substitution industrialization. But that is not happening, and unemployment remains high, some estimated to be 90%. And most people are now in the informal sector. And if you are in that kind of economy, you might not benefit much from the ZITF. But like we heard Gibbs from Mr. Bulisani Ngube, a businessman in Bulawayo, he's saying that they are making a killing because there are actually many people who are going to Bulawayo for this international trade fair. And he's saying that he wishes that it would go for 2 weeks.
Yes, so maybe 4 weeks.
Indeed. Or the whole month.
You see? So I've got some messages pressing. Let me read one from Marcy Wilkes, who says, they can all come, but they have developed deals. But they have to develop deals. We don't want all foreign companies just coming to sell us stuff. We want to be able to develop cross-trading. We can't just be consumers. We need to sell things. Was there any talk about actually taking the city of Bulawayo seriously in terms of its commerce potential, seeing as if it's a good central trade route with our neighboring trade partners? So basically what she's saying there is that Bulawayo appears to be a central place for, you know, trading. And then we've got Washington's Wonder, who is saying, you guys are very clear at Kempton Park. Thank you for what you're doing. And then we've got Mito, who says, okay, guys, keep it up. You are doing something good for us. So maybe one of our guests is back, but I'm not quite sure because the lines actually dropped. So we are hoping that we are going to get them on the line. So do you have any message or something there?
Not okay, at so the moment.
If not, you know, I was reading the Chronicle, and, you know, they were quoting what President Ken Pok was saying. He says President Mugabe personally received him at the airport and spent some time with him at a certain local hotel. Here's a quote. This is unusual. People usually welcome and dump colleagues, but Mr. Mugabe was with me all the time. I think he's a very happy man, right? So, and then when we look at some of the issues that Mr. Kenbok actually raised, he says that there's need to break barriers, you know, like trade barriers between countries and movement of goods. And apart from that, he says even the movement of people, you know, there should be those barriers. There shouldn't be those barriers. They should be broken down. I'm told Mr. Ngobe is back.
Mr. Chuma, Honorable Joseph Chuma.
Honorable Joseph Chuma, ZANU-PF lawmaker. So maybe pose a question to
Honorable Chuma, how are you?
Fine, thank you. And how are you?
We are doing great. I'm sorry the phones are a bit problematic. But it's good that you are on the line. Now, Honorable Chuma, do you think this ZITF is still significant?
Oh, yes, it is very significant. People still come in and do trade deals, and we saw an influx of several nations that came by. And I was very impressed, especially by the speech by His Excellency the President from Namibia, which was very thought-provoking and eye-opening as well, especially the issue of transparency, working together with honesty in order to create trust. So this is how things should actually happen. And also the issue of engagement at the social level, where government is urged to also engage its people, so that whatever decision comes, whatever things are done, whatever programs come up, they come up collectively, and everybody feels to be part and parcel of those decisions and those programs. And in that way, we enhance social growth, and we enhance corporate governance, we enhance even the economical growth itself holistically.
You know, I went to, I was at Hillside Teachers College at one time, Honorable Chuma. You know, during those days, things were okay in terms of industries in Bulawayo. And, you know, they don't seem to be doing particularly well. So the only thing that appears to be going on in Bulawayo is just the trade fair. What can be done to resuscitate the industries?
Well, there's been a strong mention of creating the special economic zones, where an environment is sort of created whereby industry feels compelled to come and set up a shop again in Bulawayo. So those tax-free windows and stuff like that then come into play. And then that way, we then sort of encourage the setup of industry, particularly in Bulawayo. And I'm glad that the parliament has already resolved that. We have said that and agreed, and it's been put already that Bulawayo is going to be earmarked in a special economic zone for industry, while Big Force has been put for tourism and stuff like that. So definitely, what we need here is to incentivize the captains of industry to look again to Bulawayo and feel that there is need for them to come and set up shop. So there is also the issue of labor, because as you might be aware, our labor rates are quite high compared to any other nation around us, and even outside our scope, like even Sudan. So that's another area that we need to be looking into, to say, let's attract these people to come in. But they can't obviously come in when they are not sure if they're going to make a profit out of coming into the system. So all these things need engagement. They need us to have a holistic approach and see things together with one view.
Gibbs?
Yeah, Baba Chuma, ngasika ngeleke i-trade fair. Abgula banya pela bati, i-trade fair kulezi nsuku vele ungani ngumbukiso lwana ungani ngepaskopo kwa kudala. Uthi apho ngihamba nje uphonga upotapota kodwa akula lutho ongani lukhona. Bathi lokhu ngenxa yomnotho welizwe ongani uyabhidlika. So ungathi ngakhona.
Well, engingakutsho ukuthi kona akunjalo sibehlibini. Anabona abantu abangatsho njalo labana abangavamanga ukubuya amalanga. Anti uyanisiyananzela ubana i-trade ilamalanga atshiyeneyo. Kulamalanga lawana abawathi ngesilungu ama-business days. Lapho okungangeni nje uzulu wonke, okungena abantu abasemabhizinisini bebonisana bevakatshelana mina ngike ngabhoda izolo ngilobaba u-vice president ubaba umbhoko sihamba ezitendeni ezitshiyeshiyeneyo into enginanzeleleyo ukuthi kuna hhayi abantu bayakhulumisana ngibonile sibili izivumelwano ezithize zisenzakala ngibonile abantu bephanana imisebenzi ngibonile abantu bephanana njalo izinombolo ezokuthi bathintane ngemva kokuphela kwetsepelo so mina ngibona ngazathi ngamalanga lawana abathi ngama-business day or traders day kukhona okwenzakala sile okuhambayo anti yabona-ke nxa sokuvula into nganamhlanje sokuvuliwe nakusasa abantu nje sebephilizela bengena bebona bebukisa kodwa lawana amalanga awebhizinisi avele wona ayasebenza njalo abantu kade bawasebenzisa lami ngike ngabhutabhuta ngazibonela ngawami amehlo
ye kodwa siyakhumbula kudala phela abantu babengena kwamalanga amathathu e-Tradebay kodwa kulezi nsuku ngamalanga amabili kuphela so akutsho ukuthi uZulu kungani ngaphathwa kuhle ngakhonokho
angiboni njalo ngoba noma lawana amanye amalanga siwafakele ukuthi ngamalanga amabhizinisi uZulu njengabe efuna ukubuya uvunyelwa ngathi ukuthi uyaliswa ukungena kodwa laphana sijola ukuthi kona nalawo malanga lawo awebhizinisi akula nto amalanga la endingawukusasa langomgqibelo abantu bathi engabe kusenzani bephona sokuyifanise sokuyikukolisa but lawana amalanga engiqhume ngawo kusukela ngolwesibili kuzokutshaye ulwesine ngamalanga kodwa abantu bekhulumisane bebonisane ngikubona kuthiwa even imihlangano le abantu bakhomplaini esikhiwa abantu bebonisana kukhulunyiswana kucubungulwa ukuthi kuyini esingakwenza ukuthi naye izinto zihambe kuhle so mina ngokubamfananto yikho vele okufaneleyo kumele sifake isikhathi eside esokuthi abantu benze ibhizinisi zalo ukuthi nje abantu bazozikholisela nje
ye kuyazwakala kakhulu-ke siyabonga thuma ungayi khatshana ubambe khonapho sizaphenduka futhi kuwe silobanile please
we have Fidelis Chimombe on the line. Fidelis, how are you?
I'm doing well, blessing. Thank you for bringing me into the show.
A long time. How have you been?
I'm doing well, just trying to work from the diaspora. Mm-hmm. But my heart longs to go back home.
I know. You know, Fidelis is one of the brightest Zimbabweans I know, you know, doing very well here in America in terms of his academics and all. Fidelis, we are talking about the Zimbabwe International Trade Fair, of course, and what can be done at least to ensure that there is beneficiation when it comes to those raw materials that Zimbabwe and other African countries continue to export without, you know, adding any value. And this, I think, is a tendency of when it comes to the economy. There is no prospect for growth if you continue to export raw materials. Your take on all that?
Yeah, sure. So let me start by saying, when we're growing up, CITF and the other agricultural show used to be very good shows every year, and would look forward to them. But today, the shows no longer have anything to show. So I see them as plays by the regime to buy legitimacy and to try to give people a sense that we are still producing. But we see that currently Zimbabwe is not in a good position to produce because our industry has shrinked due to a number of things, mainly caused by political instability, right? So because of the political instability, we see that investment, local and international, cannot come into the country because there is no political clarity and investors don't know if their money will be safe. Therefore, if us, Zimbabwe, as a country, are trying to add value to the resources we have, to the things that we produce, we have to open up our country and give guarantee to investors, be them local or international, who want to add value to the things that we have in our country.
But, of course, you are also in the diaspora, the Fidelis.
Yes.
If you were to advise the government of Zimbabwe in terms of how it can benefit from the diaspora community, what would you tell government officials?
Yeah, so personally, I'm interested in going back home and actually contribute. Mm-hmm. But I want the government to involve us. Like, for instance, I'm very much interested in farming. Mm-hmm. Like, I want to do industrial type of farming, mm-hmm. like farming what commercial farmers used to do. Mm-hmm. But the government doesn't involve us, people in the diaspora, who have somehow ability to access capital. Mm-hmm. You know, so if the government can actively engage the diaspora through the consulates we have in different parts of the world, the diaspora can go there and see opportunities which are in the country. Mm-hmm. Because right now, what I personally care about is the person on the ground in Zimbabwe. I don't care about political parties, mm-hmm. right? So if the government can open up opportunities for us to pour money, that would be great.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Fidelis, thank you so much for sharing your thoughts with us today.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you, blessing.
Thank you. Take care. Gibbs.
Mm. So now, according to Mrs. Ruth Ngube, mm-hmm. who at the trade fair there, you know, she says there are roughly about 14 countries that are participating, and she actually named them.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, at the end of the day, there's one country that is maybe struggling at the moment to bring its own exhibits,
mm-hmm.
and that is Senegal. So they've got a wall, a whole wall, but they have nothing to exhibit.
Mm-hmm.
So I think there's a problem there. So some of the countries that are exhibiting are Botswana, China, Ethiopia, Germany, Indonesia, Iran, Japan, Kenya, South Africa, Turkey, Malawi, and Mozambique. So then there are other events that are, you know, running concurrently
mm-hmm.
with the ZITF. And these are sector-specific expos like Asambeni Africa, Business and Tourism Expo, Ultim 8 Home, Pekprint, and Scholastica.
Mm-hmm.
So we know that Scholastica is all about education. Pekprint is all about packaging and all those other things. Asambeni Africa Business and explains, you know,
mm-hmm.
Tourism and all those kind of things. Sibuya kuwe Baba Ngube, usakhona ncingweni? Ukhona Ngube?
Jacob. Makadi Mkoma, Jacob. Aiwa, tirinani. Mkoma Jacob, tutora ninyaya ye trade fair nemamiriro akaita zvinhu munyaya dzema industry munyika umu. Tipewo pfungwa dzenyu.
Mkoma Blessing, and my attention has been arrested in an invisible product that the Namibian president has created.
That
was of Harambe. I think that is what it takes for Africa to make it in this, to unlock our potential.
Mm-hmm.
Because as long as we remain isolated to ourselves,
mm-hmm.
there is no hope of us ever doing anything good.
Mm-hmm.
So I think this idea ought to be taken seriously.
Mm-hmm.
Because Africa is divided,
mm-hmm.
and as long as it is divided, we will continue to look to our former colonial masters
mm-hmm.
as trading partners,
mm-hmm.
and if we are in favor of these metropolitan mm-hmm. powers. So we need really to break down these barriers and start trading with ourselves. So that we beneficiate our potential as well as our resources.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Jacob, for your contribution.
All right. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Have a nice weekend. Gibbs, I think Honorable Chuma is back.
Yes, Honorable Chuma, ukonekwa wane?
Yeah, I'm gone.
Yeah, I want to babu zanu kutipoge lonyaka kodwa kuzaphumani e trade fair khona ngapho. Njalo lokuthi ngomnyaka ozayo kambi ngabe imenjani.
Well, into mina engiyibonayo yilona ngoba maphambilini bana ngibonile abantu bejintshana inombolo zabo abanye besenza izivumelwano konabo ngibona ngathi ayikuqalisa kwezinto ngoba la nto yabona into enhle yikuthi khona thina vele umkhonomi wethu siwubiza sikuthi u-agrobased unkulunkulu usezele kuhle izulu line ngobuningi balo okutshengisa ukuthi khona kutho ukuthi ngale kwezokulima sesingani siyaphefumula kancane so nxa sisuke ye laphana-ke manje so yikuthi khona sikhangele ubana siyenze khona kwana okushiwo ngumongameli owenamibia uthi hayi singabe sikhiphe izinto sikhiphe izinto okungumkhuhlane owenziwa ngamazwe amaningi awe-afrika singayenzanga lokhona abawotile yena kuzeni otayikwenzani ukuthi nxa ukhipha umumbu kwenze isikhathi ubhenefisiyele phela umumbu wangikhona kube lokunye ama-productes azayenza ukuthi umumbu lwana ubise imali engani iphezulu engconywana kunokuthi ukhiphe into zinjalo nje kuthiwa i-raw material so ngibone ngazathi ngakhona khona-ke kuzavusa ama-industry ambalwa athize sikhangele nokuthi kathesi sikhuluma so uhulumende usecazile indaba ka-CSC ukuthi kuvuswe inkomo sizibonele inkomo bezizihle kakhulu ekusenifeke laphana singaqase khona-ke kwaphana imali ifakwe kuthenga inkomo zifide kudle anti yabona sesikhipha-ke i-bhef yethu sisiya kwamanye amazwe ngiyakwazi mhlophe ngangizolo president owe-editorial guinea khuma ngokuthi khona bale makethi yabo eredi emelele thina ophenisibuye ngiyakwazi lakhona leyo ivin engizayo esibuye ngokwayo inyama yethu bayayifuna bayayikhwabisa so nxa kungavuka izinokolokhona anti yabona yikuqaliswa kokuvuka kwe-economy yinto ezayenzeka mpijana mpijana step by step sinoku sihamba sihamba kuze kufike lapho umele siyofika khona
and now Honorable Chuma, there was also concern that, you know, Zimbabwe at this particular trade fair was not aggressive in terms of trying to find partners to do business with. It appears the companies that were exhibiting, most of them, we're looking at just bringing their goods to Zimbabwe, essentially dumping them to Zimbabwe without Zimbabwe actually benefiting. Is this what you are seeing?
Not really, because you see, now we are beginning to have a sort of a big paradigm shift towards that. We are now conversant in a way of such mechanisms of people that want to come and make us a dumping yard, and we're saying no to that. So even us in Parliament, we have sat down and spoken about that. We have seen containers coming from China with cheap products that come here and stifle our own industry here. And we're saying all that must be a thing of the past. So now we are going to start shifting to say, instead of you wanting to bring a container full of blankets, come and bring machinery and we produce the blankets here. We are farming cotton and stuff like that. So let's process that cotton and then make sure that we produce the blanket here. So all these things, we are very much aware of them and we are now working around the clock to make sure that we become real. If you are a true brother, be a true brother, not a brother that wants to come and take advantage of me, the younger brother, and eat all the meat in the plate.
Gibbs,
your last word, Honorable Chuma.
Well, I must say that I was very impressed, especially by the Namibian head of state. His speech was very thought-provoking. And look, if we all take that kind of direction in Africa and Zimbabwe in particular, we surely are going to go far. Let us run away from partisan politics all the time. You know, there's a time when you need to disengage the political gear for the good of development, because politics without development is as good as dead, as much as faith without works is as good as dead in the biblical sense. So let us begin to look at things with a progressive mindset to say, let us develop, irregardless of whether you are
in
Zanupe or NDC.
Honorable Chuma.
Let us demand...
Thank you so much. Unfortunately, time is not our best ally, but thanks to Honorable Joseph Chuma, MP, and also Mr. Bulisani Ncube, a Bulawayo-based businessman and economics lecturer at the University of Zimbabwe, Dr. Gifty Mugano. Thanks to our viewers, our callers, those who send messages on Facebook and WhatsApp, and of course, our brilliant team behind the scenes, our producer and engineers. Signing off and saying, have a blessed weekend. This is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube saying, good night, Zimbabwe.